This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have been joined by Phoebe from Clover Financial Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
Excellent. So did you get here by steamer, paddle boat steamer?
Almost. Yeah. East Melbourne, the water on the road's so high, it was like going down on a boat. I was all over the place.
We're here to talk about my finances, and I'm very concerned. If you've looked in my wallet lately, it's empty.
It's those sort of times at the moment. So everyone's a little bit afraid of scarcity. The coronavirus has made everyone very fearful of how they're trading their stocks and shares. And that does have an impact on everyone here as well, because we've all got super funds.
Yeah.
And our super funds are all affected by movements in the share market.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, I did hear actually, I'm a breeder. I like to read lots of things. And I was having a look at some people have lost some money off their super at the moment.
People have really lost some money. But super and shares are a bit of a long game. So if you leave them there for long enough, they're going to stay. It's a little bit like toilet paper.
Oh, we're touching on both coronavirus and toilet paper.
Because I can't stop talking about toilet paper, because I didn't realise, because I hardly ever go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I went to the supermarket, the aisles are literally empty.
And the tissues are gone, the paper towel. Our cisterns are not going to be happy.
They're not going to be happy at all.
But look, I'm getting back to what we're talking about, the low share market. Mm. I was reading the Barefoot Investor. I don't mind him. And he was actually encouraging young people, if you've got $5,000 or $10,000 spare, today is the day to actually get into the stock market.
Today is the day.
For future. Not you're not going to make money in the next 12 months, 2 years. This is long-term investment.
Yeah, and that's the general trend. So Warren Buffett says the same thing. You've got to go in and buy shares where they're at bargain basement prices. And that's a really good idea, let's face it. But you've also got to buy the right shares.
Correct.
So buying shares in something that's about to go belly up because it's lost its supply chain from China to here, maybe not such a good idea. But buying something that is going to come back.
Something like the four big banks that are being covered by our government, so they're not going to go under. I mean, they're the type of things.
Yeah, and also good tech companies like Samsung and Apple.
They're not going anywhere at the moment.
And I'm not giving specific advice.
No,
just,
of course, yeah.
Just talking generally. Pharmaceutical companies are not going down in this share market. Pharmaceutical research companies are going up. So
shares in toilet paper.
Shares in toilet paper, I would absolutely buy at the moment.
And is anything Australian made, is that something that we're going to... Is this going to make people more aware of where we're getting our things from?
I think it will. I think the whole dependence of a supply chain on one single country has given people quite a shock.
Yep.
Like, I was looking at it the other day because I was obviously doing a little bit of research because I'll write a blog on this as well, was Nike, Prada, Louis Vuitton, all these major Adidas, everyone manufactures in China, right?
Wow.
Apple.
Yeah.
Not Samsung, as it happens, but...
Well, there you go.
Well, that's very exciting. So if you've got some money in the bank, maybe now's not a bad time to invest in long-term shares.
Have a look at shares and look at some of those experts like the Barefoot Investor, like Morningstar. They'll all give you a little bit of a hint, or talk to a share broker about what you want to do. So grab some expert advice, because there's lots of experts out there. No one ever knows for sure, but... You know, you're taking a risk with your money, but you don't want to get a capital loss.
And what about closer to home? What about homeowners?
And our homeowners, aren't we lucky? Our interest rates are at the lowest ever.
Oh.
Property values in the last, in February, so was reading the CoreLogic report on Monday about February's home prices, overall up 1.1%. Regional...
So up.
Even after the bushfires.
Wow.
Even in regional areas.
Wow.
So regional areas, a little smaller climb, but both regional and metropolitan Melbourne.
And with the interest rate being down, is it a good time to buy or is it a good time to sell?
I think it's probably getting to be a better time to sell. So we had the whole beginning of last year where it was an appalling time to sell.
Yep.
Now it's getting a better time to sell. I'm looking at a lot of real estate that's going for quite good prices again, and that market's really on the climb if you're wanting to sell. But that doesn't mean it's not a good time to buy as well, because you're buying in at a reasonable market. You're not buying in at an overinflated market.
And
the climb's small, but yeah.
Buying your first home, I'm going to look for myself, it's not something you... I would look at the market. It's when you've saved your deposit, when you feel secure in your job.
Yes.
And you are buying your first home as a long-term investment.
Exactly.
It's not a money-making scheme. It's not the way... I mean, we make a few bucks, fantastic, but it's not something you look at to make in a couple of years.
No. And I think the main thing when people buy into their first home is they don't want to feel like they've paid too much.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be buying in when everyone's telling them, oh, my God, you could have got that 6 months ago for half the price. That's true of some of the places, but remember, we were in a big market downturn at the beginning of last year. So buying for a little bit more than what something sold for last year is probably to be expected in this market.
Get in. Do it.
So just are property prices going to increase this year while we do have low interest rates?
I think they will. I think that there's a disincentive for investors that negatively gear to have low interest rates so they can start getting rid of some of their properties, because they're not getting the negative gearing benefit because they're suddenly positively geared. And if your investment strategy has been to be tax effective, you're going to not want to do that anymore.
There you go. That's interesting. That's a little bit of a mic drop there.
There's other ways to be tax effective with an investment property,
where are we going to get more advice with you?
We're going to www.cloverfinancial.com.au, or we're giving me a call on 03-998-2615, or any of our socials, which is Clover_Financial, and you'll find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook.
All of the places. I can vouch for you. I actually messaged and on a Facebook message and got a response straight away. And
straight
it was
away.
All very lovely and very easy. And you guys look after our community. So
we do.
Something to remember.
Thank you so much. We all shouldn't be scared of what's going on out
there. Don't be scared. There's no need to panic. Don't sell your shares. Don't go silly.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.